Ahoy!
Hey, howdy! No, arr!
Arr! That's even better.
Yes.
So, welcome back to Hopscotch World. I'm Jim.
I'm Bill.
It has been, once again, longer than we would have hoped for a podcast.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Thank you for bearing with us. We really enjoyed our last one for our first foray into rye. And what we have here is a wonderful surprise.
Well, late last summer, early last fall, I read an article about a bourbon that's aged at sea. Arr, there be a myth about a bourbon that be aged at sea. And generally speaking, the seafaring spirits be rums. But no, this be's a whiskey. What it is, it's a, in fact, we did a podcast about 6 months ago, I would say, on Jefferson's Reserve, a whiskey that we both liked a great deal.
A ton. We really, really enjoyed it.
And I had been trying to get a bottle of literally the sea-aged bourbon. That what they do is they age it for 10 years onshore, and then they put it in barrels on a barge and set it off to sea, which is funny, but so it's aged longer. The theory is that the rocking of the ocean and everything in the waves makes the bourbon take the character of the barrel that much faster and that much better over time. It kind of stirs it up as it's aging slightly. So it's a slight agitation in the aging process, which should give it a fuller bodied flavor, perhaps more of a...
It's funny, I get slightly agitated at my own aging process.
Yeah, you do. I always figure Pete's the alternative.
Oh, that's what my father always said.
So I'm perfectly fine aging. It's better than not.
Exactly. But, you know, I find it hard to believe that they're going to improve on the Jefferson's Reserve.
Right.
That is still one of my favorite whiskeys of all time.
And this is the Jefferson Ocean. I don't think we've actually mentioned the name of it.
Oh, boy, I can't wait to get into this
one. Cannot wait either. In fact, when we were going to our whiskey tasting party last fall,
right,
I went to multiple establishments around town, asked specifically about this bottle.
Right.
Two or three of them said they had had some in stock, but had just sold out or have some on order. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of them even took my name, was going to give me a call. They should have it within a couple of weeks, and I have never heard from them again.
Right, and that was one of the better stores around town.
Exactly. Yeah. And this time I fell into a bit of good fortune. The very bottle just popped into my email. So we've had it for probably a good 6 or 8 weeks, which is a long time for me to have a really nice bottle of whiskey that I can't crack.
And it was killing me, too, because I wanted to taste it as well.
So you know what we ought to do? We ought to crack this bottle. Please do.
Okay. Should I put on my captain's hat?
I believe you must have your captain's hat on to crack a bottle of Jefferson's Ocean.
All right. Ready?
Oh, that's a nice clean cork. How does she smell?
Kind of corky.
Yeah. There's no scent on the cork at all.
Not really, no.
It's a nice classic bottle.
I'm not getting much out of the bottle.
Flask style bottle with
beautiful. The Reserve was like this too.
Yeah, it's very similar to the Reserve bottle. Regular wooden peg. Please do pour.
Oh, I may have overpoured that. Terrible. Very soft.
Yeah.
Now, this is it's a rather cool room that we're in. We're in a basement, so it's a little cool down here. Try to warm this up a bit and see if...
It does come up, and you get a good feeling in the top of the nose after you warm it a little. I don't get a very strong scent. Maybe, it's almost a little bit of wood.
Yeah, that's what I got on the cork.
But not a lot of, you know, smoke or anything, just like
actually,
a little bit of wood.
Yeah, it's a nice wood.
Like a walnut or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
It's gentle, but it's there.
Exactly. You know, it's a nice color, goldish bourbon, would you say?
Oh, yeah.
Deep gold.
Yeah. Some legs, too.
Right.
Just a little vapory when you warm it. I mean, not much.
It does have some good legs,
like you said, high in the nose. Yes, it does.
It does. I didn't even look until you just mentioned it, didn't they?
That's just from sloshing it.
That's just from swirling it. Oh, shall we give it a quick taste?
Yes.
Indeed. Mm-hmm.
Gentle warmth in your mouth. Oh, ooh. Oh, what a sweet finish.
Mm. Oh, that is sweet. I like this.
And the heat's in your mouth. It's not at all.
No, it doesn't go down, but I'm still feeling it.
Yeah, so am I.
It stays in your mouth.
It's your tongue, your gums.
It's a high finish.
Oh.
This is very good.
Just a slight second or two delay on the sweet finish, and it just comes right out. And
it's funny, because the very first sensation I got on my very... It was a coolness.
Yeah.
And then your mouth fills up.
My gums are tingling. Mm,
yeah.
Where it washed across the front of my teeth.
Oh, this is good.
Oh.
It's got a sweet taste to it.
I loved the Reserve. I don't remember it being this kind of sweetness. I mean, this is a very pronounced...
It's a sweeter... It's not like... Remember we had that awful French stuff that was aged in the sherry cask that was almost syrupy?
Yeah.
It's nothing like that.
No.
It's got a cool start, a very... I'm not going to say intense, but a strong warmth that lasts.
Yes.
It doesn't flush down, which is weird.
I know.
But it lasts in your mouth for some time after
And my gums still kind of feel.
It's like I can still...
My tongue not so much anymore.
It's like it's washing over and keeping in place. That's a nice...
almost like a sugar sweetness, though. I mean, I don't want to say it's sickeningly sweet, but it's a definite kind of a sugar taste to it.
Yeah, that's... I'm not going to say sugar, almost... maybe almost like a molasses sort of subtle sweetness to it.
Maybe it's coming from molasses. I would imagine they would use molasses probably in their mash.
It's a possibility.
They could use sugar in the mash too, for all we know.
Yeah, anything's possible. I mean, we've known a few beers that we are very fond of that use a molasses
base. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, this is great.
This is a great whiskey. Yeah.
I like a little bit of sweetness, and I like the warmth in any whiskey. This warmth, it's very defined. It's very much there, but it's not... outright heat. It's kind of gentle. It's
cool and warm.
It's strong yet it's gentle. It's cool yet it's warm.
It's wet and it's dry. Oh my.
Oh no, it's not dry.
No, actually it's not.
Not at all.
Actually, that's what this isn't compared to a lot of the other whiskeys.
Yeah.
A lot of the whiskeys that keep that heat also have a very strong, you know, very dry.
Right.
Like the heat's maintained because it's sucks all the vapor out of your mouth.
Yeah.
This doesn't do that.
No.
This actually coats your mouth.
Exactly. The legs that we see in the glass, that's like
it maintains its flavor through the heat.
Yeah.
Which is like a warming tasting. It's kind of like when you're, you know, cooking a nice meal and the flavors blend together as it warms up.
Yeah, that's a good analogy, because we have a couple of things going on here. I'm kind of stuck on the heat and the sweet, but this is not, as I said the last time, a one-dimensional whiskey. I think we're going to uncover some different layers here.
Yeah, I think we're going to get a big change when we put a couple of drops of water in this.
I think so, and when we cool it, yeah.
You know, I'm doing that thing where I lick the front of my teeth.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting more flavor from the corners of my mouth for this whiskey.
I can actually taste sweetness top of my gums above my front teeth.
It's like chewing gum.
Yes, there's that analogy, and this really is.
This is more a bubble gum than a juicy fruit.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not sickeningly sweet.
No, but it's sweeter.
It's sweeter than a lot of whiskeys that we drink.
Yeah.
Interesting, I don't taste any of the wood that I could smell.
I don't either.
It's a bourbon, but it's a clean bourbon.
Very much so.
I like how it feels on the lips.
I like how it feels on my gums. The tingly kind of...
Okay, but this is very much a sipping whiskey. At least neat.
As I get further into the bowl of the glass, the vapor kind of is a little stronger.
It gets high in the nose.
Yeah.
You don't smell it, you sense it. Mm-hmm. You feel it more than you smell it. I mean...
Although the scent is still very gentle. Although you're right, you can still smell the wood.
Ooh. Took a pretty big swallow there. Yeah. I'm going to stick with my... It's a nice sipping whiskey. There's still nothing as far as heat, even with a big mouthful.
No, not even in my throat. I'm really not getting anything.
It really doesn't go past your tongue.
Right. How did it feel with the big swig?
It was fine. Yeah. It was fine. It was initial breath, and that's it. You can enjoy it that way if you like that sort of thing. I like to feel the flavor and taste it.
So do I.
Get the you know, allow the whiskey to settle.
Well, there's an experience.
Yeah.
You know, with this. I mean, if you're just going to down it, why seek out something rare like this or spend the money on some of the things that we drank?
You may as well pull from the well if you're going to do that. Exactly. Yeah. This is going to be in my collection of sip it at a little bit at a time bottles, you know? Yes, I was, as you know, contemplating doing my Ted Knight impression from Caddyshack.
Oh, go ahead. Here, you got to wear the hat.
I got to put the hat on. All right. So as we pour up our next rendering, I put a couple little drops in here. Swirl that around a little bit. Let it settle. As I like to say when I'm wearing my captain's hat.
Ooh, is that too much?
No, it should be good. Right. It's easy to grin when your ship has come in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man who's worthwhile is the one who can smile when his pants are too tight in the seat.
You do a pretty good Ted Knight.
That's the only Ted Knight I do. But what other Ted Knight is there?
Good night, and may the good news be yours.
You're right. Okay, slightly sweeter scent. Sweeter. It's actually a much stronger return on the nose now.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Much stronger.
Or vapory. I think it brings the wood out a little bit better, too.
Yeah, yeah. Still wood. Comes right up the flute a lot faster.
Yeah. Yeah, that it does.
Yeah, you can get a hint of the sweetness with the nose now that you couldn't quite before.
Well, I still get a little.
Actually, I get a little bit more. I think it drops a little lower this time. It goes further down the throat than it did before.
I wonder if we did the same amount of water. I'm not getting that.
Just a little. But it's like it's the difference between not quite into your throat and just past the tip, you know? But it's a.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, then I am getting that. It's
a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not down your chest.
Right.
It's an inch behind the back of your mouth. Not even an inch. It's a touch behind the back of your mouth compared to not quite through the mouth.
Right. I was about to say the back of my mouth. It's not. It's actually the leading edge.
It doesn't linger as long.
Not at all.
It softens it quite a bit, actually. But it still has that full sweetness and a lot of vapor.
Yes, it does. Especially the sweetness. Mm. I'm going to use your analogy. Near the end of the flavor of chewing gum.
Mm.
It's that type of sweetness. I'm going to call it sugary, but mm-hmm. it's sweet that you get. It's like a residual around your mouth, around your tongue. Mm-hmm.
It's the, you, like you're saying, towards the end of the chewing gum.
Yeah.
You know it's still that same chewing gum, and it's still there, but it's not as dripping gooey with sugar.
Right,
and sweet.
It's not sugar. It is, but it's not.
It's subtle sweetness.
Yes.
It's actually what I like to think of as the best part of the chewing gum.
Oh, sadly the opposite.
Okay. I like it right.
Big surprise.
When I first dip the gum in my mouth, it's like, I got to chew it a bit until it gets to that spot.
Right.
But once it's past that spot, I'm done with it. Right. It's like, it's funny because it's that warmth that's. It gives you this same level of warmth that you really like that burns on the way down. Well, warms on the way down. But it never goes down.
Yeah. It just ends.
I could see that being the flaw in this whiskey for you.
Yeah, I like throaty chesty.
Right.
But I really like this. The sweetness this, and what it does in the front of my mouth.
Yeah, but imagine,
really makes up.
Imagine this that hugged you on the way down.
Yeah, you're right. That would be ideal. But what I'm getting at the very front of my mouth really kind of makes up for it. So because not a lot of whiskeys do that.
No. Most of the time, you taste the whiskey and then you sense it.
Yeah.
This whiskey you experience on the way in.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait for it.
No.
It's this close to going. It's like, I don't really want to go all the way down your chest and everything. Let's just keep your head and neck warm.
What you just said about the chewing gum, how you like it best when it's just moments before losing its flavor. Mm-hmm. I think you probably like this with some water in it better than you liked it neat.
I do like this with water.
Yeah.
This is a well-aged whiskey, and it's aged in a, you know, a bourbon, an oak, charred oak barrel.
Right.
And speaking of bourbons in the charred oak barrel.
Well, yeah. Now, my coworker who subscribes to the Wall Street Journal
gave me this article, and I'm like, I don't know what to say. I'm worried for my pocketbook here.
We're getting hit on all sides.
Aren't we, though?
Not only is whiskey in general becoming more and more popular, so supply and demand, we got a problem.
Scotches, single malts,
yeah.
Bourbons.
Yeah.
Any well-aged whiskey is it's been exploding everywhere.
Add to that now, from another direction, we're getting price pressure because with the housing problem they had over the last several years, the lumber industry has dialed back.
Right.
Because they didn't have the demand for their products.
Exactly.
Well, that's hit us hard with these oak barrels.
Exactly. So the cost of the actual wooden barrel to age the bourbon... And that trickles down.
I was about to say that trickle-down effect. It's going to hit the scotch. Another price pressure on our scotch.
Now,
the other
cost.
Article that I had given you from the Journal, I don't know if you read it or not, but that was very interesting about because of the shortage in the premium single malts, now they're coming out with a whole new category of premium blends.
Funny you should say that, James.
Or premium lesser-aged malts.
You're absolutely right. And in fact, one of our next podcasts, we've gotten another gift, because on occasion I get gifts, of the the Hague's Club Scotch, which is exactly that.
Hague's Club, tell me more.
Hague's Club is the...
I've not heard.
It's the scotch that David Beckham is promoting.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And it's a...
It's a blend.
Right. I believe it's actually a single grain scotch, whatever that means.
I don't know what that means.
But it could be of many different years blended together.
Okay.
But it's not as fully aged as a lot of other scotches. So I suppose it's a different aging process, and it's a different type of scotch than we're used to. You know, we're used to those well-aged, full-character scotches. I don't know that that's going to necessarily be the same as that, but it's also a premium... Scotch. Yeah. It's not considered like a Glenlivet 21 or anything like that. Well, and that's like this bottle here. This bottle cost me $100.
I meant to ask you. I didn't know it was that. How much was the reserve?
The reserve was $50.
Ooh, okay.
Dollar for dollar, reserve is a better value.
Indeed.
But this is a super high quality whiskey.
You know, now it's been a little while since I've had it, but I've been saying all along, that's up there. That's in my top handful. Right?
I mean, I'm almost 100% sure I describe the Jefferson's Reserve as the American Scotch.
And I wholeheartedly agreed.
You finish that up. I'm going to get some rocks, and we will we'll put an iceberg in the ocean and see what we get. This is good stuff. Yeah, this does not disappoint. A little bit to you there, sir.
Now, it took the vapor right out of it, didn't it?
It does. It does the opposite effect in the water with the vapor in the nose. Yeah. I love the chill. I love the way the chill feels.
I do, too.
Mmm.
Oh. Again, delayed finish.
Oh, and strong finish, too.
Much stronger. And if anything, it moved the heat. I still feel it on my gums.
A little bit further still.
A little further. A little more in the throat.
Oh, my God. This is even sweeter. This is great. Oh, new winner in the clubhouse, Jim.
Nothing brought the wood further out, though.
No.
I expected to get more wood either with the water or with the stones. And if anything, you get more wood neat.
Bubblegum, my friend.
Much more.
I like this a lot.
Much sweeter.
It's like the perfect bubblegum taste.
Yeah. This is very sweet. Okay, now somebody who does not like...
If you like a oaky, if you like a woody, if you like a hard chew on it type of whiskey, this is not it.
No.
This is a sipping whiskey for one, because it's high vapor. So it has to be a sipping whiskey. You can't gulp this down.
Yeah, good
and
point.
You don't want to because it tastes too good. But you feel it all full up and in.
Yeah.
I still say the one thing that's lacking is that full throat finish.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
it's such a good lingering warmth. And even now, I'm still feeling the flavor in my mouth, though.
So am I. The sweetness, especially.
That's what I'm saying. It's that good part of the bubblegum, and it just lasts and lasts and lasts.
This is probably the best whiskey for that analogy, because this is so sweet. This is really, I think, the sweetest we've had to date.
I'll tell you what, there's almost nothing to the nose with the chill, but as far as the taste and the drinking, I think this is the way I prefer it.
Okay, I was about to diverge from you. I do like it chilled. I like it a lot chilled.
Oh,
it's even sweeter chilled.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I like the warmth a little better neat.
You like that extra linger from the not quite chilled.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was warmer in my mouth, neat. What I like in the chest, this is in the mouth.
From the second we took the very first sip of this, that flavor has never left my mouth. And it's just as sweet and it's just as clean from the very first sip I took.
This is incredible.
Yeah.
Boy, whatever you have to do to get this kind of result, God bless you. Keep doing it.
So, Jim?
Yes.
I think I'm glad that I was able to get a hold of
Bill,
this.
Oh, Bill, thank you for laying that
out. And if I see it somewhere in a store, I'll pick it up again. I don't know when I'll order it online again. I'm, like I said, thrilled to have found it and thrilled to have been able to share it.
Yeah.
And this has been fantastic. I think this is a great whiskey. And it's a quality whiskey.
It's not as complex, though.
As the reserve. But it still stands up like no other. Another top of the top shelf. So, until next time.
Thank you for listening. My name is Jim.
And I'm Bill.
And this is
Hopscotch Rush.